Ρεζέα. Είναι ο Φελαράνια.
Does he usually use a mule still?
Yeah, he used a mule for his transportation. Mule wagon.
I guess he's the only one around here who...
No, there's another right down here. There's a man and his wife that I tell you about. Mm-hmm. Right here. They got a mule and a wagon. They ain't got an automobile.
They still use the mule?
They use that mule and wagon.
That's that. Does anyone around here still have a buggy?
Well, there's only one buggy in this neighborhood. And this down here about a mile and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the man that owned it bought a little Shetland pony.
Mm-hmm.
And he got two children, and him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they get in that buggy and just promenade all over the country with it.
You're talking about coffee. If you don't put milk and sugar in your coffee, you say you drink it.
Black.
Uh-huh. Any other way of saying that?
Well, it's just no milk and sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just black coffee.
What about barefooted?
Huh?
Barefooted.
How about barefooted?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of times you catch me barefooted.
Well, do you ever hear the expression, drinking coffee barefooted?
Yeah, that's that black coffee.
Mm-hmm. How do people say that?
Well, they just say, they call it black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And, anybody's got high blood pressure, or anything like that, which they say I have.
Mm-hmm.
Why, we have to use dark coffee barefoot, no milk, sugar, or nothing.
Uh-huh. And you say some people will eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them.
Made with milk on them.
Mm-hmm. And you know when you raised sugar cane before around here, haven't you?
Why, I've made as high as between 400 and 500 gallons of syrup a year. I quit, I was just couldn't fool with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I quit it, and they bootleggers.
Mm-hmm.
Found out I had 400 or 500 gallons, and they'd come here and want to buy. I said, name your price,
mm-hmm.
and we'll give it. I said, well, you got neighbors right there by you that will make as much as I do. I said, what if you buy them? I said, they won't keep their mouth shut. And I told him, I said, no, I ain't gonna sell it to you.
They're wanting to get that
moonshine out of
the skimmings off it, you mean?
Yeah. You see, they take that and mix it with water,
uh-huh.
and put the corn, the wheat, or the rye, whatever they want to in it, and let it ferment.
Mm-hmm.
Then they take it out and run it through a liquor still,
mm-hmm.
and steal it. No, I've never done anything like that.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen it done.
Mm-hmm. What sort of work, when you're growing sugar cane, you go out there with a hoe and you have to get the, sort of thin the cane out?
No.
Do you ever do that?
Mm-mm.
What sort of
work? I hold it all right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you how we done it. We planned it one year.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes up, and then when we get ready to make syrup out of it, we go in there and strip the mm-hmm. fodder off of it, and then take a hoe and cut it down right just as close to the ground as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we take the top off of it, and then just leave it there, the fodder and all right there on the ground. When the rain comes, opens up, well, then we go in there and stick fire in it and burn it off, and it'll just come right on up again. Just,